A Word Fitly Spoken by Reverend Bill Langrack. Blessed, happy. Some might frown upon associating blessed with happy. To speak of a happy birthday or new year, much less a happy Christian, might seem sensual and common, perhaps even profane, since happy is derived from the word hap, meaning fortune or chance. Besides, happy may not seem to describe accurately our life of continual death in this valley of tears. Therefore, if we are to speak of happiness in this life, isn't the word blessed more spiritual and appropriate? Happy is a perfectly good biblical word. Scripture declares, "Happy the man who fears the Lord," Psalm 128, verse 1, "who has mercy on the poor and keeps God's law," Proverbs 14, verse 21, and 29, verse 18. "Happy are we when we suffer for righteousness' sake," 1 Peter 3, verse 14, "or are reproached for Christ," 1 Peter 4, verse 14. To be a Christian person, therefore, is to be a happy person. Besides, the same Hebrew and Greek words translated happy are elsewhere translated blessed. To be blessed is to be happy. To be happy, one must be blessed. And so our confessions also promote happiness. Most know question and answer one of the Heidelberg Catechism, the only comfort in life and in death, but we may forget question and answer two, teaches that this comfort is so we may live and die happily. Lord's Day 3 reminds us God created man to live with him in eternal happiness. And the Belgic Confession says the happiness of man is that God imputes righteousness to sinners without works, Article 23, and Romans 4, verse 6. Scripture presents a radically different notion of happiness than that of our depraved carnal natures. Therefore, happy he who reads the word and hears it, Revelation 1, verse 3, and Luke 11, verse 28. Happy basically refers to a state of joy or gladness, but emphasizes its connection to particular circumstances. This is the Lord's own meaning when, in the Beatitudes, he pronounces his citizens blessed and then adds, "Rejoice and be exceeding glad," Matthew 5, verse 12. But what great difference in the circumstances of their happiness! Happy are the poor in spirit, the crying, the meek, hungry, and thirsty for righteousness, merciful, pure in heart, peacemakers, and those persecuted for righteousness' sake. The problem is not with happiness, but supposing it happens without God's blessing, is due to earthly circumstances, or comes by fortune or chance. Significantly, Scripture never associates being blessed or happy with earthly things, especially money, food, houses, clothing, or good health. Rather, it locates happiness exclusively in God. Scripture claims God to be the happy God, 1 Timothy 1, verse 11. Therefore, happy are the people whose God is the Lord, and whom he chooses for his inheritance, Psalm 144, verse 15, and Psalm 33, verse 12. Happy are they who have God for their help, Psalm 146, verse 5. Trust in the Lord, Psalm 34, verse 8, and whose strength is God, Psalm 84, verse 4 through 5. Happiness is the goodness of God's house, Psalm 65, verse 4. Enjoying the light of God's countenance, Psalm 89, verse 15, and that God preserves, keeps, and delivers us, Psalm 41, verse 1 through 2. Jesus is also declared God's happy Son, 1 Timothy 6, verse 15. Happy, therefore, are they who kiss the Son, Psalm 2, verse 12. Happy are they who know Jesus as Christ, have eyes to see and ears to hear, and are not offended by Christ, Matthew 11, verse 6, and Matthew 13, verse 6, and Matthew 21, verse 9. Happy, because in Jesus they have their transgressions forgiven and sin covered, and the Lord imputes to them no iniquity, Psalm 32, verse 1 through 2. The Christian's happiness is expressed by living thankfully in holiness before God. The person to whom God imputes his own righteousness lives happily before God in righteousness, the theme of Psalms, Psalm 1 verse 1. The happy man delights in God's commandments, endures temptation, continues in God's law, James 1 verse 12 and 25, and keeps his garments of righteousness, Psalm 40 verse 5 and Revelation 16 verse 15. The righteous Christian is also happy in every circumstance of life, even death. Happy are they who die in the Lord, Revelation 14 verse 13. Called to the marriage supper of the Lamb, we happily wait the return of Christ, Revelation 19 verse 9 and Titus 2 verse 13. We are happy because we partake in the first resurrection, Revelation 20 verse 6. Happy because great is our reward in heaven, Matthew 5 verse 12. Happy because we receive the crown of life, James 1 verse 12. And happy because we may eat of the tree of life and live in the holy city with God in Jesus Christ, Revelation 22 verse 14. Aren't you happy?